Hey, I'm Tegan.
Hi, it's Lindsay.
Hi, I'm Beth.
And I'm Haley. Welcome back to another edition of the 10-Year Five Sauce Podcast. Today, we will be chatting about the event of 2015, from the band's last time opening for One Direction, to headlining their first global tour, to releasing their sophomore album, and starring on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine.
It all started with a trip to Japan. One might say they woke up in Japan, where Five Sauce headlined their first show in the country. This is where the end of an era came, when the band opened up for One Direction for the final time, and after 2 years on the road together, Five Sauce were moving on to their own tour.
The band spent a majority of the year touring through the Jingle Ball run in December. When the band signed Hey Violet to their Higher Hey record label, fans assumed they would join Five Sauce for their upcoming Rock Out Your Socks Out tour. Well, they were right.
Hey Violet then spent the next 2 years or so opening for Five Sauce, but Rock Out With Your Socks Out was all about Five Sauce playing their debut album live for the first time. Fans from across the globe, from the first show in Lisbon to the finale in Florida, got to experience the greatness of Wrapped Around Your Finger, Everything I Didn't Say, Long Way Home, and so many more classic songs.
In June, Five Sauce had a three-night run at Wembley Arena outside of London. The band was filming their soon-to-be-released concert documentary, How Did We End Up Here? So these three shows were bound to be their biggest yet. With a ton of pyro and sold-out crowds, it was the perfect setting for the movie.
However, on the second of three nights, the show came to a halt after pyro burned Callum's arm, and seconds later, a burst of fire hit Michael's face, forcing him to run off the stage and ending the show early. He was fine, just bandaged up after, but terrifying for him, the band, the fans at the arena, and those across the world.
A month later, Five Sauce announced the lead single off their sophomore album, She's Kinda Hot. They played the single throughout their U.S. leg of the Rock Out With Your Socks Out tour, and it quickly became a fan favorite.
In October, Sounds Good Feels Good, the second Five Sauce album, was released worldwide. With iconic songs covering mental health, depression, and deep meaningful issues, it was instantly loved by so many fans. With songs like Vapor, Waste the Night, and Jet Black Heart, Sounds Good Feels Good is still a favorite among fans.
The band wrapped up the year by playing the Jingle Ball Tour throughout the U.S. This year honestly was insane, filled with 10 months of touring, a new album, and seeing millions of fans across the world. It was just the best time to be alive.
Actually, the year closed out with a Rolling Stone cover. Do we have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so the cover was great, but also, I don't know, the story itself, which led to Hell on Christmas Day. And like thinking about the aftermath on social media after, like I just remember like sitting on my like love seat at my parents' house, reading it, like, what the fuck is happening? What is this? And then going on social media and seeing people tear them apart, the only thing you can really equate it to is what we saw this past year, all the allegations and whatnot.
Exactly. It was terrible.
Yeah. There's really no other way to put
it. And all over things that were never really said by them, and just set things that were someone taking their words, twisting them to make it so it's a story.
And to fit their agenda of what they wanted it to be seemed like, and what they wanted it to fit for them and make it better for them rather than the truth behind all of it.
And this was a big deal for them. It was the Rolling Stone cover. So
yeah,
they had really high expectations for like, wow, this is it. Like they really made it. And just looking back at this, like it starts with Luke coming out. Sorry, I'm in my underwear. I'm really hungover. Around 5 o'clock, the bassist Callum Hood comes out, his nails painted, with a Coke in his hand. I'm going to put some bourbon in this as he's lighting a cigarette. It just wasn't that. That wasn't the 5 seconds of summer we knew.
It pulled back the curtain on, even if that's not who we knew, that's kind of what the rock star mentality is for a viewpoint for so many people. And whether that's exaggerated or what, I think it opened the eyes for a lot of people, and it could have ruined Five Sauce, even if it wasn't true.
Well, just for it to be starting off with, oh, there's Luke, he's hungover. Oh, there's Callum, he's going to go smoke and drink some bourbon.
After he just got up at 5 o'clock and then he's going to go drink bourbon. I'm going to share this. It is still true. I don't know if we want this to go in, we can say it, but the first thing my eyes saw was Arzalea has become a villain to the Hemmings-obsessed female fans.
Still is, but that wasn't even, like, the worst of it at that point yet.
No.
It was months later.
There's a paragraph in here about her tweeting about, you all hate me when you don't know me. Like, this was not about her.
They made a whole section all about Luke's girlfriend at the time.
The Rolling Stones did it to fit their agenda.
Because it's all talking about the girls, and oh, now they're also hating on fans, saying their fans are so crazy obsessed, so they hate on this girl for no reason whatsoever.
And if you look at it in comparison to, like, Harry's Rolling Stone, it's like all about how great the fans are and blah, blah, blah. And this is like just a complete,
it's the complete utter shit show. It's like all trying to, it's like putting this big like target on Five Sauce and their fans' backs for no reason at all.
I never noticed this. There's a whole part about Clifford is definitely the black sheep of Five Sauce since the early days. And it goes on about he's flaky. He missed New York after losing his passport. He's also accident prone. When he rolled his ankle before an award show appearance. Like, why? Like, you're going to take one of their band members and really, like, say, yeah, he's the flakiest of the group.
And not to mention, like, okay, so obviously, like, Shane Dawson, whatever. But his video did the same thing where you just point out Michael as he didn't look like the others. Like, it's like basically, like, he's not as attractive as the others. So he's the black sheep of the band. It's basically what they both did.
Oh, ladies, yeah. I've made it to our favorite part.
Hell yeah.
The possibility is high, he says. He cracks a devilish grin. The possibilities are endless.
I think I say that at least once a week. Mm-hmm. Like, genuinely, no lie. Mm-hmm. In any context, any situation, the possibilities are endless. While I crack a devilish grin, typically.
And why was the whole article written in, like, a fan fiction perspective?
Oh my god, I never really thought of that, Haley. Like, now I'm reading
devilish-
it.
He devilishly grins. Like,
what the hell?
He cracked a devilish grin.
I never
the possibilities are endless.
Those are those adjectives? They're on point.
This is insane. And
like, if you read that in like a weird, the whole entire article in a weird tone, you'd be like, "What fanfic is this?" Luke comes out at 5 in the afternoon, or Callum comes out at 5 in the afternoon and takes a sip of his drink. "I'm gonna go put some bourbon in this," he says.
Haley, I never noticed that until you just said that. This entire article.
It's very visual.
I mean, I know they normally do stuff like that anyways. Like, they talk about, like, what the artist is doing during the interview and whatever. That one just, like, seems over-the-top fanfic for me.
But I'd say to sum it up, Haley summed it up pretty well. It's a shit show that no one really likes to talk about, so let's bury it back in the dark memories that no one talks about again.
Going back in the box,
Lindsay,
ladies.
Let's put it back in the bottom of the box.
It's going back in the bottom of the box.
Save we'll the cover. Throw the rest in the trash.
Man, I used to keep mine like invisible, like where I could see it, just to remember how bad things could be.
That's hysterical.
That's what got me through 2020.
Like, I mean, I work in PR, and so part of me is like, man, if something like that happened, like, how do you recover? So it's motivation. Don't do that shit. Anyways.
I like to think, though, as a band since then, just it really, I remember how bad it was in the moment, but they have come so far from that. It doesn't feel like the same people.
At the end of the day, it's all about their music. That's what connects everyone. That's why we're here on this Zoom today.
Exactly.
And like, who cares about all the bullshit that they do? Or that they don't do, or whatever rumors come out, just like enjoy the music and have fun and make friends.
Exactly.
Like,
that's literally the whole point of a band.
Why don't we have like a little blast from the past? I'm going to read through the 19 most iconic Five Sauce moments from 2015, according to BuzzFeed, and we'll just chat about each.
Oh,
how's that sound?
Sounds great.
Sounds good.
Feels good?
Yeah.
Darn, I was on mute. I wanted to make that joke.
So when they popped up via live stream at the ARIA Awards in their pajamas.
Oh, I can see that in my head. I forgot about that, and I forgot it was in 2015.
I did, too.
He did have red hair in 2015.
You were right.
Kept that for a while. I liked the red, personally.
I like the red.
Okay.
I like the red.
Yeah. It's my favorite hair color.
Yeah.
Other than, like, his natural right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
His galaxy was pretty good.
On his Twitch the other day when he ranked his hair, or everyone's hair, honestly... iconic.
And he was in the bottom tier for almost every color other than like two.
Number two.
Oh no.
I know, we can't.
So, I hate this so much.
So number two, when they lost their shit after a reporter mentioned playing with her ... We'll let you all finish.
Go to the link sentence. And you can watch it there.
That was so awkward. It was when they were asking about guilty pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and she said
she's talking about her cat,
but she used the alternative word.
Yeah, and they could not handle it.
Understandably,
which I mean,
so.
I don't know if I was like in that situation and someone said that, I don't know how I would react. I would just be like,
like, you do what now?
Awkward laugh. Yeah. Like,
yeah, you'd just be taken back. But this whole day where a ton of different interviews happened in one day, there was a lot of good content that came out of that.
Yes, there was.
Number three, when they covered Bring Me the Horizon's Drown, and it was a tender masterpiece.
Agreed.
Yes. Agreed. One of my all-time favorite covers by them.
And then when Ashton, a.k.a. the Dimple King, gross.
I hated that.
I didn't like that.
Cut his hair, and it was a big deal. I did like the cut hair. I literally remember these pictures. Mm-hmm. That was fabulous.
Yes.
He looks so good with that. That hair was getting way too long.
When Michael opened up about his mental health at a concert, and fans rallied behind him by trending the hashtag, "We love you, Michael."
That's so sweet.
I remember that. He was like, "I need a break," and
Yeah, August 20th. I think that was like the second half of the U.S. leg, because I know Texas was before then, and that was like right before or right after. I don't know. Anyways. Number six, when they showed up at the Teen Choice Awards looking damn beautiful.
so damn beautiful.
For those of you that can't see it, it says this image is no longer available.
Damn, they were up for a lot.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Is that right? I don't know about that.
I mean, damn.
Did they look so beautiful?
They look good.
They look 2015.
Michael's hair is a different color.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton. They just look like Five Sauce in 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Luke looks normal.
Ashton.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I think it's this pose.
With the jacket.
The lighting is, like,
atrocious. Wild.
Michael looks like he doesn't want to be there. No. And Callum just looks like Callum.
Photo looks photoshopped.
Colin Hood.
That photo looks like they photoshopped each guy into it.
See, it looked more like they photoshopped Callum into the side.
Oh my god, it does!
Wait, where'd it go?
So,
where'd
look go? Up Five's. So, everyone at home.
Wait, deadass.
And then it looked like they put Luke there, too.
Everyone listening to this, please now Google Five Sauce Teen Choice Awards
2015.
Because.
And tweet us what picture you think we are talking about.
Just remember Ashton's stance.
Well, and then they delivered a perfect performance. Was that at the Teen Choice Awards? Did they perform a song?
Yes. Hold on.
She's kind of hot.
Was this the award show where Kendall almost announced
them? No, that was the Billboard Music Awards.
I couldn't remember which one it was.
No. That was a different one. But I'm pretty sure they performed She's Kind of Hot.
He looks so good there.
He's really good 100%.
That's like one of my those pictures are like some of my favorite.
See, they look damn beautiful there.
Number eight. When they dropped their single, She's Kinda Hot, and fans were not prepared, despite the fact that we watched paint dry on a wall for 3 hours.
Literally, paint dry on a wall.
We were prepared. But yeah, that was a bop. I love She's Kinda Hot.
It goes off. And it was so different. I mean, different to a point. Like, it wasn't so different, but it was definitely a different sounding compared to, like, compared to End Up Here. It's pretty similar. But it wasn't expected to be as rocky.
My favorite part of She's Kinda Hot is when it's live. And there's a little bit of a drum that's like, da, 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 like toward the end of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So good. The best.
I love
the
just hearing the song. Like the bass.
Number nine. And then we saw the video and lost our minds even more.
Mm-hmm.
The video was
pretty good.
Okay.
Like people literally cried.
Yeah. But why?
I don't know.
I don't think it's cry worthy.
It's okay.
Well, and then you have number 10. Just when everyone recovered, they slayed us all over again with Hey Everybody.
I wouldn't use the word slayed with the Hey Everybody music video or song.
Hey Everybody.
The video is I like it as a feel good. Like it's a feel good, it's a feel good, get it? Is it?
You think it's usually I'm the one that does that. What is with you today?
It's a feel good video to watch. Like I'm like, if I'm sad and I want to laugh, I'll put on Hey Everybody video.
Yeah, and they've invested a lot in it. Big production, high dollar value. So we'll give it
You know, all those dollars that you see Luke with, you know, that's the money they had to put into the video.
True.
They were like, Luke, don't mess that up. We need that to pay for those.
They're like, Luke, do not ruin these dollars. They need to be 51% or more.
The banger coming out needs to be 51%, otherwise we can't take it.
So number 11, when they temporarily changed their Twitter name to Doge Sauce, because why not? They were ahead of their time. I remember, I don't know if this is when I was in like stats class. It was either this one or when they all turned into Ewoks. Number 12, When Sounds Good, Feels Good was finally released and are all blessed with new music.
That one I can fully agree with.
100% agree.
Yep. So good. Sounds Good, Feels Good is like still a fan favorite for so many people. What is your favorite song on Sounds Good, Feels Good?
Jet Black Heart. It's my all-time favorite Five Sauce song.
Outer Space, Carry On, and Castaway, and San Francisco.
I'd say Outer Space, Carry On, and Jet Black.
Catch Fire. So good.
Oh, yes. It deserved more live Catch Fire.
Yeah.
Catch Fire. I remember the only time I heard it live was during a sound check. Mm-hmm. And it was, I was sitting there jamming out, having the best time. Like, it was the first song on the soundtrack. I was like, thank God. And then toward the end of the song, like halfway through, the VIP rep tapped me on the shoulder and said I was asking them the first question. And, like, I literally couldn't enjoy the rest of the song because I was so nervous. But fun times with Catch Fire. So good.
My mom's favorite Five Sauce song is The Girl Who Cried Wolf.
Really?
So weird, but
very odd.
So she liked Old Me for a while, and she was, like, jamming. She texted me one day. She goes, this song? And she, like, sent it to me. She goes, it's my favorite Five Sauce song right now. And I said, really? She's like, yeah. And then I put it on the car, and she just, like, goes, this is my favorite part. Ready? And it was, like, just the chorus. But
I literally could not tell you what the chorus sounds like, because I have not listened to that in about 5 years.
I mean, I got Outer Space Carry On tattooed on me, so, like,
I'm trying to hold on.
That's a pretty big one then. Okay, number 13. When they all got turned into BoJack Horseman characters and Ashton was the finest lion of all time.
I forgot.
Rawr.
Rawr.
Oh, I hated that. Yeah. Oh, I hated that.
Yeah, I watched BoJack Horseman like many years later, like literally last year. So this did not make sense to me at the time.
Yeah, it still makes no sense to me, but yeah.
I've never watched it. I've never watched it. I don't think I ever plan on watching it.
It was, like, entertaining, but, like, a sad entertaining.
They made Callum's whole head, like, blonde.
Number 14, when Michael's hair caught on fire during a show in London, but it proved how strong he was.
I was going to ask why this was an iconic moment, but then I read the last part of that where it was, like, it was how iconic he is, and I was like, okay, I guess. But I was like, they're saying that him catching on fire was iconic.
It definitely stood out in 2015, I suppose. But yeah, very sad. Poor guy.
But at least I look like Two-Face. That was so sad, but obviously it turned out well. He's good.
I hate whenever I watch the movie, that part, because I always like...
It makes me sad, really sad.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a video of my mom seeing it for the first time.
Oh my God.
And she goes... And I was like,
I can vividly remember when it happened. I was at a hotel and like, I remember checking Twitter and everyone was like, oh my God, Michael ran off stage. Like he got hit by fire. Like the show's over. Like that feels like yesterday.
I remember when I saw it for the first time. I was never really on like Five Sauce Day on Twitter because it was pretty negative. So I kind of like try to stay off of it as much as possible. But I saw like there's something trending for Michael. And I was like, Michael? And like, obviously I followed him, but his tweets did not come up for me. So then I looked and I saw his photo and I was like, oh. And I think it was Tegan.
Yeah.
Michael burned his face.
So then we both like looked up the videos that were out of it. And we both were like, oh my God.
And that's before I even knew Callum got burned. I mean,
I knew Callum got burnt until the movie when he said it.
Same.
And then number 15, when Michael fell off stage and made light of it all, reminding us why he is so lovable.
This tweet.
Was that when they were, I think they were back in London. Yes, and he like just Rita stepped Ora. Up. Right up. Yep, it was Rita Ora.
Sup. And then Luke didn't know what to do and he was just like, clap. Like looking at him like, get up.
But I love how his response is. A tweet that says, why do I always hurt myself? In all caps.
That's so funny.
Instagram story.
Number 17, when they took part in a sketch with James Corden on The Late Late Show and you couldn't stop laughing.
I wouldn't say I was uncomfortable, to be completely honest with you. Like, it was just so not, I didn't like this at all.
Yeah, it was much. It was not just a bit much, but it was much.
Yeah, it was
Michael and, the entire time. Yeah, and for years was convinced that Five Sauce and James Corden hated each other.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they were going for Tattoo Roulette.
Yeah.
Well, because I had heard, you know, exactly, like, we heard all the stories about how apparently James was really actually nasty to Michael, and, you know, you heard all these stories, and of course you're going to believe them, and next thing you know, they were back on the show, and you're like, oh?
Number 18. When they released How Did We End Up Here, and We All Wanted to Cry into our DVD cases.
Accurate.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I think I watched that toward the beginning of quarantine, and it, like, physically hurt because I miss concerts so much.
Yeah.
We did too. We watched it a lot over quarantine.
We also did a bunch of, like, nights where we'd have a Zoom and we'd watch. We watched that movie. We watched a bunch of concert, like, Five Sauce concert videos, and just pretended we were singing a concert instead of a quarantined at our homes.
But you know what? They'll be back soon, in a year.
I felt that.
Which is awful.
A year.
Ouch.
It just sucks because, like, everything's coming back, and, you know, like, we bought Jonas Brothers tickets today, and it's getting so exciting. But knowing we still have to wait so long for Five.
We have
in a year. Yeah. We will have seen Five Sauce again in Paris.
Yeah, in less than a year.
And when these costumes happened, because glam metal will never die.
5 seconds of sex, everybody. Yeah, that was one of the best things they've done.
That was so good.
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Those are 19 of the most iconic Five Sauce moments for 2015.
So that's it for the 2015 podcast. Be sure to visit 10 Years of Five Sauce on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. The entire magazine can be found on there. In the coming episodes, we will talk through a year in Five Sauce's career, the next being 2016.
If you have any stories from Five Sauce in 2016, DM us on Twitter or Instagram. And US fans, if you want more behind-the-scenes content, be sure to text us at 1-323-622-7448. International fans can DM us on Twitter for information for the WhatsApp group chat. You'll get reminders about events in Five Sauce history, tour dates, music videos, and all things 10 years of Five Sauce. Also, check us out on Spotify to access playlists for each year, or DM us on Twitter for Apple Music details.
Thank you for listening to this month's wrap-up. We'll see you again next month for the 2016 edition.